Hello, and welcome to Ash Wednesday service from First Evangelical Lutheran Church in Poughkeepsie, New York. I'm Lisa, one of the worship leaders here, and I will be leading us in tonight's service. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious God, out of your love and mercy, you breathed into dust the breath of life, creating us to serve you and our neighbors. Call forth our prayers and acts of kindness, and strengthen us to face our mortality with confidence in the mercy of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today marks the beginning of Lent, a season where we travel on the road to the cross, knowing the entire time that there is nothing that can be done to stop Christ from being crucified, and that that crucifixion is the way in which the sin of the world has been atoned. We are reminded that to all death must come, but we also know that death is not the final answer. I chose the reading I did tonight to remind us that there are times, including Lent, that we may choose to fast and sacrifice. And through these sacrifices, we may feel closer to Jesus. But ultimately, we read throughout Scripture that what God truly requires is for us to work towards justice. Not law and order justice, but equity. To care for those who cannot care for themselves, and to work on changing the systemic injustices that perpetuate cycles of poverty, racism, and incarceration. So as we move into this season of Lent, keeping our eyes and hearts focused on what will happen in Jerusalem and how God's love and glory are revealed on Easter Sunday, I invite you also to look at this world and meditate and pray on what we can do to ease suffering. How can we build on the wonderful things that we already do, like the turkey dinners that we provide for those at Christmas and Thanksgiving who might not otherwise have a Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner? It's common during Lent to give up something as a sacrifice to remind us of Jesus' sacrifice, including the ultimate sacrifice of his life. If that is your practice and it is spiritually meaningful to you, then I hope you will continue this practice this year. I also want to invite each of you, if you don't already do it, to think about how you might add acts of charity. It doesn't have to be money or food or clothing, although it could be. But it could be as simple as calling or writing to someone who might be lonely, or adding prayers to your regular prayer list for the needs of the world. It could, and I really hope will, include a little more time spent reading the scripture. And as Isaiah said, when you do acts of justice and kindness and love, you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. So whatever you choose as a discipline for this Lenten season, may God bless you and be with you on this journey. Amen. We will now sing our hymn for today. It is probably not familiar, and so I invite you to listen to the music and meditate on the words if you are not comfortable trying to sing it right now. An invitation for the observance of a discipline during Lent. The early Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's Passion and Resurrection, and it became the custom of the church that before the Easter celebration there would be a 40-day season of spiritual preparation. During this season, converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. It was also a time when persons who had committed grievous sins and had separated themselves from the community of faith were reconciled by grace through repentance and forgiveness, and restored to participation in the full life of the church. In this way, the whole congregation was reminded of the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the need we all have to renew our faith. I invite you, therefore, beloved in Christ, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial marked by deeds of justice and love, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word. To make a right beginning of repentance, and as a mark of our mortal nature, let us now fall silent before our Creator and Redeemer, and then confess our sin. Most holy and merciful Father, we confess to you and to one another and to the whole communion of saints in heaven and on earth that we have sinned by our own fault in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. Have mercy on us, Lord. We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. Have mercy on us, Lord. We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience in our lives. We confess to you, Lord, our self-indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of others. We confess to you, Lord, our anger at our own frustration and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves. We confess to you, Lord, our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts and our dishonesty in daily life and work. We confess to you, Lord, our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to commend the faith that is in us. We confess to you, Lord. Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty. Accept our repentance, Lord, for all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts toward our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt towards those who differ from us. Accept our repentance, Lord, for our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us. Accept our repentance, Lord. Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us. Hear us, Lord, for your mercy is great. Amen. This is the point in the service when the presider would normally invite everyone to come forward to receive the ashes as a sign of our repentance and a reminder of our mortality. And while the ashes are a powerful physical reminder, we can repent and be reminded of our mortality without them. You are invited now, if you're comfortable, to make the sign of the cross on your forehead or your heart. And repeat after me. I remember that I am dust, and to dust I shall return. Let us pray together the prayer that our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. May God, who has called us forth from dust of the earth and claimed us as children of the light, strengthen us on our journey into life renewed. Amen.